What's going on, everyone? It is August 22nd, 2018, and you're listening to Uncommuted. I am feeling much better than I did yesterday. Like I said, I think that was just a draining out process of everything that was just kind of like stuck in my head. As far as like the sniffles and stuff is concerned. Now today I am headed, like after work, I am headed to another community group. I think I spoke about this a couple days ago. So I'm gonna go see how it is. Hopefully I'm gonna go in with an open mind. Hopefully it's fun. Hopefully it's not, a super serious kind of thing. I don't know. I'm just gonna go and see what it is. I guess on some level I feel like a bit of a loser to have to go to this length to try to meet people, if I'm just being completely honest. This feels like a, something people do when they don't really have any other recourse, But I mean, I guess that's kind of the bucket I'm in now. So, and there's nothing to do but to own it. I guess that's just kind of how I feel about it. It's just like, you don't really go to a community group if you're well off socially. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have a support system aside from your family, not even a support system, but just a social group, like a natural social group, like a group of friends or something that you hang out with from time to time, I wouldn't expect anybody to want to go to a social group, and by social group I mean, it's like a community organization that holds like this little meeting once in a while, and it's like, I don't know, you sit around and you talk about stuff, and I don't really know what they're talking about today, but I mean, it's just like, if you have certain avenues already, this would kind of be like the last ditch effort to try to get it together. So I don't know. That's just me kind of putting that out there and just, letting y'all know that that's kind of how I feel about it. Maybe my feelings will change. I don't know. But, I guess maybe on some level there's a little bit of shame involved in needing this much help socially, So, I don't know. I'm gonna try to have fun. We'll see what happens. And I think what I'll do when I on my second segment is I will let you know how that goes. I'll report back to you after it all goes down. All right. Thanks, guys. I will talk to you later. Bye. Hey guys, what's going on? So, I am on my way back home from the meeting, and it wasn't too bad. I thought it was going to be something that was a lot heavier, but it really was just kind of having a discussion of like any kind of random topic that kind of came up. It was a small group, so it wasn't like I was kind of lost in the crowd, so that was good. And the conversation, it was fun. So, my thing is just like, you got to be consistent with whatever you kind of start doing. And so, I'll give it a few, I'll show up a couple more times and see how it goes. The one thing is that you know, I still do plan on doing tennis, and this happens at the same time that the tennis group meets up. So I'm going to have to, maybe I'll come to this a couple more times, and then try to, like, alternate or something. That might be the goal or the plan. But, yeah, I'm happy to say that it wasn't as, you know, dark and brooding as I thought it would have been. So that's a good thing. All right, so I'm parking now. So you might not hear me talk too much. Just trying to, you know, it's like when you have your mind on two different things, it's kind of hard to function. But yeah, all right, so now that I'm parked, I'm gonna let y'all go. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.